Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, if you missed it this morning, we talked about this old boy. He went to the bathroom and he told people around, said, "I'm going to blow it up. Y'all better get away."
Well, they kind of misunderstood him.
Well, this is a funny story. It'd be kind of funny, I guess, to be this guy. This happened at a Home Depot in Wichita, Kansas. There was a 911 report about a bomb threat.
Whoa, bomb threat.
Yeah, here, this is the actual 911 call, and then I'm going to tell you what had happened was part of the story.
We just had a customer here apparently made what may have been a bomb threat.
Okay, what exactly did he say?
He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here. You need to leave the building.
Mm.
He said it three times.
Okay, so what had happened was...
You see, here's what happened.
This old boy goes into Home Depot, and the urge hit him in a pretty bad way. So he goes to the bathroom. As he's going in, jokingly, he says to somebody as he walks in, "Y'all need to leave. I'm fixing to blow this place up.
I'm about to Armageddon in the stall in here."
So he was being polite by telling them, "It's about to get ugly.
Yeah.
Get out the bathroom." But then somebody goes and reports it. Cops show up. Bomb dogs show up. All because this guy said, "Hey, man, y'all get out of here. I'm fixing to blow this place up." That's the funniest thing ever.
About to open the gates of Taco Hell in here.
We told you about some bad Valentine's Day gifts. So, guys, if you're listening, this is what you don't get her.
If this is on your list, then check
don't,
it
don't take
off.
It back. Right. If you've already got it, take it back.
Right over it with a Sharpie marker.
Don't get your sweetheart any of these things. A stuffed animal. A chocolate fondue set for two.
All right.
Heart-shaped pizza. Yeah, I mean, come on. I figured that.
That's pretty cute, though.
Couples liposuction.
No,
because we're both fat, honey.
Oh, gosh. That'd be
peppermint
horrible.
Altoids in a heart-shaped tin. A bouquet of carnations because it's the cheapest flower there is.
It's also the prettiest one of them.
Well, now don't try to make it sound better than it is.
Carnation is a pretty flower.
And they make a good breakfast drink. pink clothing. Stay away from pink clothing. Any jewelry that isn't an engagement ring.
Whoa, okay.
Tickets for two to a sporting event. And last is lingerie. Don't buy lingerie because it says here, she knows that it's really for him.
Really for him?
Yeah.
But what's she going to wear?
And did you know that the number of roses corresponds with what you mean?
Who knew it?
Now, here's the deal. I'm a big believer in happy wife, happy life. I try to overachieve for Donna. I try to be a blessing to her every single day. That's my plan. But with Valentine's Day here, maybe you need to save a little cash. And maybe you're thinking, I'm going to get her a dozen roses. You don't necessarily have to get a dozen roses. I have a list here of what the meaning of roses from 1 to 100 roses actually mean.
Oh, cool.
So there's a meaning of the amount of roses that you give.
The number means something.
A single rose, just one rose. Uh-huh. It means it's love at first sight.
Oh.
So you can give her one rose and say it was love at first sight. That's what one rose means.
Good. I'm going to write
this
down.
One rose.
Okay.
Because you're the only one.
Ah.
You're the one.
The one.
Huh. See what I'm talking about? Now, two roses.
Two?
It's like giving two single roses. That just means you're deep in love. Three roses means I love you. So really, that's all you need. That should be the top of the line. Three roses. I love you. Three roses, right?
Right.
12 roses. A dozen roses means you're fond of them. And you're asking them to be yours.
Huh, that's it.
That's it. So, I mean, doesn't three? Three means I love you. 12 means I'm fond of you.
Well.
Now, I'm pretty sure every woman who gets something from their man would rather be loved than fond.
That's right.
I think so. So, there you go, guys.
We're saving y'all a lot there.
Hey, you're welcome. You don't have to get me anything. Just save your money, all right?
What does just giving them the thorns mean?
Let's see here. You break up. We had some Valentine's Day tips from the elderly today. Grandpa came by. So when you're a younger person and an older person tries to tell you something, you don't listen because you think you know better. Then there's that age where you get old enough to understand that the old person was absolutely telling you the truth.
Yeah, they weren't so stupid after all.
Not stupid after all. So if you're a younger person and you're wanting some tips for Valentine's Day, listen up, because Grandpa's in the house.
And now, Valentine's Day tips from the elderly.
A word to the wise out there. Those three words, I love you, can be damn expensive.
This has been Valentine's Day tips from the elderly.
Thanks, Grandpa. He ain't lying, I'm telling you.
Wisdom right there.
Yeah. Tony had another rejected Valentine's Day card.
Here it is.
And now, rejected Valentine's cards from Tony.
You tackled my box, then lured me in with your real open-faced love. You're worth hanging on a wall.
Stay tuned for more rejected Valentine's from Tony.
We brought you social media theater today.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Well, after looking at Facebook and scrolling through all the political fights, we finally found something that was worth doing on Social Media Theater.
Woohoo!
This comes from the timeline of Adam. And Adam's trying to get some drama started or stop the drama. I'm not sure.
Looks like he's doing good at it.
I'll be Adam. You be Lexi.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Adam. LOL at the drama you started.
Lexi. Your status updates are always so angry and mean. I didn't know you were such an angry person.
Adam. Your status updates are always song lyrics. I didn't know you were a radio.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Of course, we had Tony's word of the day.
Makes you smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Valiversary birthday we met in Tines Day. Valiversary birthday we met in Tines Day is the day some men combine special dates so that his mind can stay more focused on important stuff like fishing and hunting. Valiversary birthday we met in Tines Day.
That's Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric never written.
This one will break your heart.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
It broke my heart when she broke my jaw, when she caught me kissing my mother-in-law.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's Real Good. This happened in, don't laugh, Tony, Tuckahoe, New York.
Okay.
And police there got a call last Wednesday about a pit bull named Sadie running loose in the streets and barking like crazy. So they tried to catch Sadie, but they couldn't.
Oh.
She eventually led them back to where she lived, her owner's house, and nobody was home. But while the cops were there walking around, they smelled gas.
Oh, no.
Turns out there was a major gas leak in the basement. Could have caused an explosion. Could have hurt a lot of people, like the whole block where they were, where that house was, the entire block. So several other houses could have been wiped out as well.
Yeah, because up there, a lot of the houses were all right side by side each other.
And so turns out, you know, that they found that, and police think Sadie may have intentionally escaped to go find help. Here's why they think that. There were scratch marks inside the front door and one of the windows, fresh ones. So it wasn't like, you know, she does it all the time. These were obviously fresh marks. She tried to get that out that way first, and somehow she managed to get the sliding glass door to the backyard open and then got through the fence. Her owner says this is completely out of character. Had her for 11 years. She's never tried to run away before, never done any of this before. So at very least, she smelled the gas, knew it was bad, but her owner thinks she was running to get help, not just running away. I'm with you, bro.
She knew something bad was going to happen, and that was a lassie moment.
Yeah, no kidding. Sadie, you are
real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast today. Thank y'all so much for listening to
In Case You Missed It.